Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simin Shin Yud Gimel. We are up to Siv Gimel, the second line on page 236. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Ruchava she'achorei habotim, the open area in back of the houses, she'ein nechnasim v'yotzim batadir, that people are not coming or going from there often, im osa deles lepischa, if you made a door for the opening, Osha tola ba machatzela shel konim, or you hang there a mat of reeds, v'chein pirtza she gedora bekotzim keindeles, or if you have a break in the fence and you're closing it up with bundles of thorns and making it like a door, in all these cases, the din is as follows: im yesh lahem tzir, if there is a hinge, the Rama says pirish tzir. Nofin hadeles, we make a hole in the door. V'kovin bo eit chad, and we put in a sharp piece of wood. Kedei lachniso ba'aretz, in order to stick it into the ground. Lachzur lekan ulekan, so the door can open and close with that hinge. So if you made a tzir on this door, o afilu ein lohem at the tzir, or even if there is no hinge right now in the door, but there was a hinge in the door, and it's recognizable when you look at the door that there was a hinge there, so no alim bohem, you can lock up the, close the door with them, even if when they're open, they're hanging down, then they're lying on the ground, as long as you tied them and you hung them in order to use them to close up the door. The low chashiv kibona, that makes it not considered like building. Shenikur behem shudelas, because then it's recognizable from the hinge or from the previous hinge that's recognizable that it was there. It's clear it's a door. Kaven shahayalem tzir, since it had this hinge. The Rama says v'kol shekadem yeshlehem tzir adayin. Certainly, if there's still a hinge there, it's certainly going to be fine. Ubevad shelo yachzir hatzir lumekomo, as long as you don't put the tzir back in its place, but you can't hang up the door in the regular way. You can't put the door back. We're talking about just closing it up. Kederel sheiz bar lekamon simin tov kuf yutes. Avolim ein lohem tzir v'lo hoyalem tzir. If there is no hinge and there was no hinge, so it doesn't look very clearly that it's a door. So ein no alim bahem, you cannot use it to close up the opening. Elim kein hayu gvoim in haaretz, unless even when it's open, it is hanging above the ground. It's not lying on the ground. The Mechaber ends off, and then we'll explain everything in Mirtz Hashem in the Mishnah Berura. U'pesach ha'osri l'knisa v'yitzia tadir, and an opening that is used for going in and out of often, no alimbo, you can close it up. Afilu lohaya lo tzir ma'olam v'hu nigrar, even if there was never a hinge on the door and it's dragging on the floor when it's open, but since it's a place that you come in and out of often, everyone knows that it's a doorway and you're putting up a door, so we are more lenient. As opposed to the first case, where it's a place where we said she'ein nechlasim yotzim batadir, so then we're more machmir that the door should actually look like a door, so people realize that you're not doing binyan, you're just doing open and closing doors. Before we begin the Mishnah Berura, I want to just point out one small bir halacha. The Rambam says she'ein nechlasim yotzim batadir. So in this mechaber we have a chiluk between putting up a door by an entrance that you use often versus putting up a door that an entrance that you don't use often. What is often? What are we talking over here? So the bir halacha writes ayin Mishnah Berura. Look in the Tosefes Shabbos that he leans to say, as long as it is a doorway, it's an entrance that is used within 30 days, every less than 30 days you use it, that's considered tadir. So it's important to keep in mind, at least that pshat. So when we're talking in the Mechaber that you use a tadir, it means that within every 30 days, less than 30 days, you are using this entrance, as opposed to an entrance that you only use, you know, every couple of months. So then already we're going to be more machmir. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katon Chav Gimel. So we said, this area, the Rechava outside the houses in the back, where you don't go in often, meaning it's more than 30 days between the times that it's used in general. So we said if you made a doorway, or you made a mat, you made a door, you made mat of reeds, or a pirtza shegedara bekotzim, so zakta mishabura tadir, that people do not go in and out of it often, rotzalomra means to say, v'alkein ein osuri li pasach elu lezmanim rechokim. Therefore, this door is not opened for long periods of time. Lefish ein derech nisasav yitzyasar lehim. You don't normally come in and out of there, and therefore this door is not really used so much. So Mamela, if you close the door, so putting the door there looks like you're just closing up a hole. It doesn't look like you're closing the door, because this is not a door that is open and closed very often. Unless you follow the rules set up over here, the oz minka shem delas, then it's recognizable that it's a door. So that's the basic idea. If it's a doorway that's used often, so you can put the door up. It's not so strict, because it's clear that it's a door. But an entrance that you use and very infrequently, less than 30 days between uses in general, so then it looks like if you're putting the door there, it looks like you're building. You're adding on to the structure of the building, and that's going to be a problem, and therefore we have all these rules in place. Sekadon Chavdalid, Shegdara Bekotzim. You had a hole in the fence, and you're closing it up with thorns. What does that mean with thorns? Hainu shestoma bechavilo shalkotzim. You're closing it up with bundles of thorns, hasuya keindelos, that are made in the form of a door. Upa'amim shu posa virotza atele na'ala. And sometimes you open it, now you want to close it. So sifkatun chavhei. The rules that we set up were as follows. If they had a hinge on them, or they once had a hinge, so zakta mishabura sefkanon chavei shohayelam tzir, hainu shenikar shohayelam tzir. We don't care what happened in the past. The point is that it's recognizable. There's a hole in the bottom of the door or the top of the door. It's clear there was a hinge there. So that's a sign that it was a door and that it is a door. So then no alun behen the machaber said, even if they're dragging on the ground. Zakta mishabura, what does that mean? Chavav, rotzalomar, shaksharam, you tied on this door to the building. Utlam shami bodyom, and you hung it there from before Shabbos. Kedei lino behem, to use it to close up the door. The alkein mutter lino behem b'Shabbos, and therefore you are allowed to close this door on Shabbos. Sha'af shekeshem pesuchem hei negroes ba'aretz, even though when it's not plugging up the hole of the doorway, this door is lying on the ground, so it's not really tied on so tight that it's hanging. It's tied on with a very long string, and the door is actually lying on the ground. Rakeshu no alon, just when you want to close up this door, magbian, you lift up the door, vizokfon alho eskupa, and you stand it up on the front stoop. Mikomokom kevan sheng shuros, since lemaisa, the door is tied, umuchubaro shami bodyom, and it's attached to the building from before Shabbos, v'yesh lohen hekir tzir, and there is a noticeable sign on the door that it's a door because there was a hinge there. So lo michsi kibona b'Shabbos, it doesn't look like binyan on Shabbos, and you're allowed to close that door. Sivkotan chavzayin goes on the next case. The end of the machaber, we said, if there is no hinge, and there was no hinge, so it's not clear that it's a door. So then the machaber said, ein no alum behen, we do not close these doors on Shabbos, elim kein hayuk volim in aretz, unless it was raised off the ground, and when it's open, it's not lying on the floor. Says the Mishaburah of Zayin, Rotzaloma, Shahayuk Shuros Utluyos in Bodyom, they were tied and hanging from before Shabbos, the Indian in such a way, Shafkesha Poschon, even when you open them, Einon Negroros Ba'aretz, they're not hanging down and dragging on the floor, Va'afilu Hengevom in Aretz Rakim Lonimo, even if it's only a drop, a hair's breadth, above the ground, that's fine, but it's not hanging on the ground, so it looks like a door. Ve'atam, the reason is, Shashuv Einon Nira Kibonib in Ilazo. It doesn't look like you're building by closing this door. Even though it's not recognizable by the hinge or the mark of the hinge, that's not there. But Lamai says it's hanging there, it's like a door. It doesn't lie on the floor. It's opening and closing. Says even when they're open, it's attached and it's set in there very well. It doesn't lie down and drag on the ground. So that is by a Pesach that is not used often. So you're starting from behind, it looks like binyan. So then it depends on the door that you have. If it has, again, a hinge or something that was once a hinge, it's clear it's a door, it's more lenient. And then it can be even dragging on the floor when it's open. That's going to be fine as long as it's tied. But if it is a door that doesn't look like a door because there's no mark of a hinge now or a hinge in the past, so then it can't be lying on the ground when you open it, and then you're plugging it up in a door they don't usually use. That would look like binyan. So then it has to be hanging tight that when you open this door, it actually looks like a door because it's hanging there and it's not lying on the ground. So then that would be grounds to be able to close it on Shabbos even without the tzir, and it wouldn't look like binyan. The last point that Mechaber said in Ziv Gimel is an opening that is used often. So that's obviously more lenient. The Mechaber said, "No alam bo afilu lo hayo lo tzir mi olam hu nigrer." Even if you have no marking of any kind of hinge, and when it's open, it's dragging on the ground, you could still plug up that opening, because midin the opening, it's clear that it's a door, because it's a doorway that's open all the time. Zot Mishabura. Shekevan Shemishtamshim Batadir, since this doorway is used often, Hako Yodim Sheladelas Yasuya, everyone knows that it's made to be a door. Velo Milchsi Kibona, it doesn't look like you're building. Chav Tesru Nigra Inu is dragging Ba'aretz Kashapochcha. Even if it's dragging on the ground when you open it up, that's fine. Vihine Miloshna Machaber Mashma, from the language of Machaber is Mashma, the Alko Ponim Kosher Miu Ba'inan. We said it could be hanging and dragging on the ground, but it sounds from the Machaber that it has to be tied and attached before Shabbos. Alvimilushon Hagobis of Dalit, but from the Ramah that we'll see soon in Sevdalit, it's Mashma, the smirle that the Ramah holds, Da'afilu Eino Kosher Klal, even if this door is not tied at all to the opening that's used to go in and out of frequently, Shari it's mutter, im yeshlo is skupim lamata, as long as there is a front stoop, like we'll see shortly. The yeshlo hokil baze, zatul chavetz chayim, you can be lenient about this. Bayim ba'agro, shekosav shekenu das arif, aramim ubeprat sheken sosam harama. So that is Sif Gimel. Now we go weiter, we do Sif Dalet. Delas ha'asui miluach echad. Now, we have to know this is talking about doors in the olden days, not our doors. We'll get to our doors shortly. But the Mechaber says a delas, a door. Ha'asui miluach echad, it's made out of one board. O she'ein lo iskupa hatachtono. So if it's made out of one board, it's not a regular door from the olden days. That's not what a door was. It wasn't just a flat piece of wood. So here you have a door that doesn't really look like a door. It's a luach echad. Or it doesn't have a front stoop. It's like right above the ground. There's no little porch there. There's no little stoop there. Ukeshaposlin, and when it opens, shomten osa v'okrim osa. And mamas gets detached from the building. It gets uprooted. So if there's such a door that you have, eino alimba, you are not allowed to close it up on Shabbos. Afilu yesh latzir. Even if there is a hinge, it's not allowed. It doesn't look like a door. But if there's a door which is a more normal door made out of different boards, mikrashim harbe shari, then it's mutter. Even though when you take it out, it totally detaches, as long as a miyeshla iskupa, as long as there is a front stoop, and this will all be explained. The same thing is if it's not a door made out of different boards. It's just individual boards that you put into the opening to close up the opening. But it's not one piece. It's different pieces, different boards. There's a little carving out on top and the bottom. That's where you stick in these boards. They plug in on top and on the bottom. That's how they stay there. You have a bunch of boards that are closing up the opening. Shedinam kedelas, they have the same din as a delas. Howel ve'enon luach echad b'chol hadelas. Since it is not just one board, that is not like a door, it's rather different pieces, so it is more like a door. We'll explain everything now in the Mishabura Sikot and Lamed. Delas ha'asui. So the first case, the case of the Mechaber was a door that's made out of one board. Hainu lefi she'en lo tikune hadelas kashar dlosos. This has a machmir din because it's not a regular door. This is not how their doors were made. So the Mishabura says, "Lefi she'ein lo tikune delos." It's not fixed up like a door, kashar delos like other doors. So memela have kistima ba'alma, just like closing up the opening. V'nira kibona, it looks like you're building. Umari kana filu v'pesach ha'asu l'knisa v'yetzia tadir. This is talking about even an opening that's used often, but if it's a door that's not a normal looking door, it still looks like you are building. If you look at note number 11, he points out, Vidloso shelonu, our doors. Afal pi shein asuyos miluach echad, even though, as we know, they are made out of one board, they're one big piece of wood. Rav Nissen Karelet says, Shemutter liskor behen es chalal pesach. You're allowed to close the door on Shabbos. Afilu imhein mefurokos mi'al gabe asirim. Even if the door is off the hinges, you can close it on Shabbos. Howel v'nikr lakol shein dlosos v'lo stima labinyan. People nowadays see a door, they know it's a door. It doesn't look like you're plugging up the building, but you would be careful not to put back the hinges. We're not talking about putting back the hinges, but you want to close the opening and stand up the doorway, the door by the doorway. That would be allowed nowadays, because our doors are nicker like doors. Look at note number 13. V'imlo echnisa l'to chalal ha-pesach mamish. If you didn't put it into the airspace of the opening mamish, Elohinicha kineged chalal ha-pesach. You lean it against the opening. There the Chazanish writes, She'ein zeh nira kibona. Even though the Mishabura just said that if it's not a regular door, it looks like bona, but he says that's only if you put it in the actual place where the door belongs, but if you're leaning it against it from outside, that's going to be okay. She'ein zener kebona, umutu lasos kein apadela zu. So even in these non-regular doors, where it looks more like binyan from the olden days, that's only a problem, says the Chazon Ish, if you're putting it actually in the doorway. But if you're leaning it from outside, so it's clear that it's leaning there, it's a little different, so even that would be mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is the Katan Lamed Aleph. So the Mechaber said, either you have a door that's made funny out of only one board, or there is no iskupa, so then we said you can't close it up on Shabbos, even if there's a tzir, even if there is a hinge. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Sekot and Lamed Aleph, V'das HaRambam D'lo Aser El B'tati L'Reyesa. The Mechaber over here is Machmir, one out of the two causes a problem, but the Rambam says you have to have both negatives, both problems to make it Aser. The Hainu, Shul Miluach Echad, you have to have number one that is made out of one board, the Gam Ein Lo Iskupa, and also there's no front stoop. But if it's a doorway that you come in and out of often, in that case you can rely on the Rambam that it's only a problem if you have both problems. The door is not a regular door, it's made out of one board, and number two, there is no front stoop. The Mechaber continued and said that when you open this door, it totally comes out of everything that it was plugged into. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mashmi Mizeh Mari B'Sheinik Shur. It's clear from the Mechaber, we're talking about a door over here that's not attached at all. It's not tied on. And that's why when you take it off, it's Shomtim Osav Okin. It totally gets uprooted and it's removed. Avol Im Hi Kshura V'Tluya B'Zak the Mishnah Berurah. But if it would be tied and hanging, Av Shenegreres Ba'aretz Kishaposcha, even if it would be dragging on the ground when you open it, but L'maisa it's tied on, Shari, then it would be mutter. Av She'ein Lo Tikunet Losos Karoi, even if it doesn't look like a regular door, it would still be mutter. V'Hainu Mishum Deka Mari V'Pesach Ha'asri L'Knisiv Yitzia Tadir. Because again, we're talking about an opening that's used often, so that already gives us a head start. It's more lenient because it's a normal doorway, and therefore, if it is at least tied on, even though it's hanging down, that's going to be mutter. Sifkatan Lamed Gimel is going on the Ramah. The Ramah said, but a door that is made in a normal way from Ksharim Harbe, it's mutter, even though it also gets totally detached. Hainu she'ein k'shura klal. Again, it's talking about a case where it's not tied on at all. The afa gav the bereis sif gimel. Even though in the earlier sif that we just did, sif gimel. Bedela shel rechava, where it's talking about the door that leads into the backyard, the rechava that's in the back of the house. Shegam hi mistom v'asuyu k'shad losos. We have to assume over there that the door leading to the backyard was made like a regular door as well. V'afilu hachi, and even so, machmerinon. We were machmi over there, she'e kosher v'tolim v'yom. It had to be tied on and hanging from before Shabbos. And here it's mashma that even if it's not tied on, it's okay. Ha'cha ayri v'pesach shu asri l'knisa v'yitziya tadr v'kanal. Again, like the Mishnah Berurah talking about over here, a doorway that is used often, and that's why it's more lenient, even if it's not tied, it's going to be okay. V'kanal. V'svirle d'bazel lo b'inon kesher klal. And if that's the case, that is a doorway that's used often, it does not need to be tied on at all. Ukomosha gasadna v'sivkotan chavtes, like we said earlier, in sivkotan chavtes. Sivkotan lamedalad. The Ramah then said, the same way that if you have a regular door that's made out of different krushim, so too if you have individual krushim that are put into openings on top and the bottom, and that's where you close it up, that's also going to be fine to do on Shabbos. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Sivkotan lamedalad. Rotzalomer de'achakiko ne'achsheves ki'eskupa. The fact that there's an iskupa there makes it look more like a door, because a door is usually over a front stoop as opposed to the ground. So therefore, Zata Mishabura, it doesn't matter if you're lacking the front stoop, but there's a place to plug up the boards that you're putting there on top and the bottom. So that's the same idea, accomplishes the same thing. There's a place to put it, so it's pretty clear that it's more like a regular door than adding on to the structure of the building. Sivkotin lamehei, shedinam kedelas. In that case, it has a din of a delas. Ratzalomra means to say, the afagav daksharim enam mechubarim, even though these boards in this case are not attached to each other, v'umachnes kol keresh bifnei atzmo, and you're putting in each board individually, afilu achi lo nechshav kedela shaluach echad. It's still not considered like the door that's made out of one board, which is not a normal door. This is considered more of a normal door. Sefkadla b'vav hol v'enam. He said, since it's not from one luach, it's okay. V'akasavnu le'elda achronim mitzadlin lahokel. We said earlier that the Achronim lean to be lenient, af beluach echad, even if it's just one board, kevan sheyesh lo iskupa, like we saw earlier, like the Rambam, since there is an iskupa, vu asur leknisa v'yitzia tadir, since there's a doorway that's used often, there is a front stoop, so then you can be lenient, even if it's made in a funny way, even out of only one board. We'll stop here and continue next time, Mitzvah Shem, with Siv Hei.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.